Yesterday, we brought you into the aristocratic world of Downton Abbey. Okay, cue the music. The show returns to Masterpiece Classic on PBS for its third season this Sunday. The British period drama follows the family of Lord and Lady Grantham, along with their faithful servants.
Our lives are dictated by gongs and bells and the rhythm of the day that is dictated to us by the people upstairs. We live to serve them and to make their world perfect.
That's Jim Carter, who plays the loyal butler, Mr. Carson. He stopped by our studios recently, along with other members of the Downton Abbey cast. We'll hear first today from the actress Sophie McShera, who plays young Daisy. She's at the bottom of the hierarchy in the household, toiling in the kitchen under the watchful eye of the cook, Mrs. Padmore.
Go to bed when you're done.
I'll go to bed when I'm ready.
What's happened to you? Have you swapped places with your evil twin?
I'd like to know where the new kitchen maid is. That's what you promised. They've got a new footman. Where's the kitchen maid?
I know, and I'm sorry, but I spoke to Mr. Carson tonight and they won't be taking anyone new on.
Except a footman?
I don't know how Mr. Carson managed it because his lordship's put his foot down. But you called my assistant now and you've 7 shillings extra every month.
You've still kept me here with a dishonest representation.
Oh, dear. Have you swallowed a dictionary?
Sophie, how much preparation, reading, studying did you do to get ready to play, you know, a young woman kind of in this place at this time?
I cannot tell a lie.
Don't tell a lie.
We have an amazing historical expert called Alistair Bruce, who tells us loads that we need to know. But I'm not a bookish actress. That's reading loads of books about maids, which maybe I should be, but I'm not. So I kind of know what I need to know to get by. And when I don't know something, I'll just ask Alistair because he knows everything.
Rob James Collier, you play Thomas, who I mean, he's one nasty character.
Thank you very much.
I asked Thomas how to get to my...
Oi, oi, what's this?
Stuff you gave me to clean the tails, burned a hole in them.
No such thing. I gave you some soda crystals, that's all. If you use them wrongly, it's not my fault. This is what comes of making him run before he could walk.
Thomas is gay in the closet, you know, seems so heartless, so manipulating so often. I mean, is he misunderstood in any way?
I think so. The more I play Thomas, I've started to think why he is how he is. And I think it's definitely rooted in his sexuality. Because we must remember this was a time where... being a homosexual was illegal, and it was also against God, and it was a more godly time back then. So you have sort of society condemning anything to do with homosexuality, describing it as foul and twisted. And if society's being negative and aggressive towards you, I think it's only human nature to maybe react to that as a defence mechanism and be aggressive back towards society.
Yeah. It sounds like this is something you've thought about a lot as you've kind of decided how to play the character.
Well, we get a lot of time between scenes, so I thought, instead of procrastinating...
We think about a lot of things.
Be productive.
Be productive and actually think about my character for once.
Okay, that last voice there was Rob James Collier, who plays Thomas. We brought the rest of the cast in at this point. As we go on, you'll hear Jim Carter, who plays the butler, Mr. Carson. Later, the esteemed Lord and Lady Grantham, played by Hugh Bonneville and Elizabeth McGovern. But first, Joanne Froggatt, who plays Anna, the level-headed lady's maid. Now, you, our listeners, sent us some questions on Facebook, and we tried out this one. How uncomfortable are these costumes?
Very.
Yeah?
Well, for the ladies, seasons 1 and 2... the corsets were very, very restrictive and very tight. So after 12 hours in one, you were really, you know, desperate to get it off and go home and put your jeans on. And I don't know how, as a housemaid, you know, these girls did manual labour in those things because they, you know, you can't bend in them. It's difficult to tie your shoelaces in one. So, but season 3, because of the fashion change, the corsets changed as well because the shape changed.
Imagine it's hard to act in them too. I mean, it's a...
I should imagine it's a lot harder to act in one on the stage. You'd have to be very, you know, careful how tight you had your corset so you could still breathe and project and everything.
The costumes, whilst they were uncomfortable to wear, they do dictate how you stand, how you behave. You can't slouch. You can't be relaxed in those costumes. And we have to remember at all times it was, you know, a very formal era. Chair backs were not for, your back to rest on. They were for servants to pull out. Mm. You never slumped. You're always sitting certainly the servants. You're always on. Yeah, always at attention.
Sophie, you play Daisy. You wear a very dirty costume down in the kitchen. I mean, are you washing that thing? Or is
it... I am. Yeah, mine's not that uncomfortable because I've been wearing it for 3 years, so I've stretched it out. But. Yeah, it is getting washed. I know I've somehow told the world that I stink.
You are here to declare that that is not true.
And I went out with a costume designer the other night and she's livid with me. She said, stop telling everyone we don't wash your costumes. And they do wash them, but they are... Sometimes we film really really long days and day after day after day. So, sometimes it might not get washed for 2 days, maybe. Maybe that's what I meant.
But there is a bit of fashion envy between downstairs and upstairs, isn't there? I mean, let's face it.
Not at all, Jim.
Oh, I've heard you. As you wear the same black dress for 3 years and the hemlines are going up and the bustles are reducing upstairs.
You just want to put on the tails sometime and look formal and exquisite.
I have to admit, yes.
So we have two of you from upstairs and four of you from downstairs. Who has more fun doing the filming? Where's the fun?
Downstairs.
Really? That seems to be unanimous.
We have plenty of fun upstairs, Elizabeth. What are you talking about? We get a shoot in a beautiful house. We get to play silly parlour games in between takes, waiting for the cameras to set up. But no, I'm sure there's a lot more banter and bread roll throwing in the kitchen.
I think it's just a rumour I hear.
Yeah, and there's a formality to the scenes upstairs, which bleeds into the behaviour, I think, really. You know,
behaviour, I mean, as people.
Actors, because you're spaced around a dinner table 3 feet apart, and you being obedient English actors, we sit in our places, we're waiting to work. And, there's not so much hurly-burly upstairs.
It just doesn't seem right to throw an egg at someone as a joke.
No, not really.
It's not quite the same.
Although Maggie Smith's a bit of a tinker.
Well, thank you all so much for stopping by, and we've all gotten to know you on screen, and it's been really, really fun to get to know you in person.
Thank you very much.
That was Hugh Bonneville, Elizabeth McGovern, Rob James Collier, Sophie McShera, Jim Carter, and Joanne Froggatt, the cast of Downton Abbey. And you can see the new season on Masterpiece Classic on PBS this Sunday. This is NPR News.